Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches Avodah Zarah 18. And since the Gemara told us in daf Yud Zayin the story of Rebbe Elazar ben Dordai, who was wicked his whole life, and at the end he repented and Rebbe cried and said, "There are some people who acquire the world to come in one moment," the Gemara on today's daf tells us a similar story about the person, the great Rabbi Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion, who was martyred, and there was an executioner who was watching the terrible torture of him, and thereby he encouraged by Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion, he caused Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion to die quicker and thereby not be tortured. And when this happened, a heavenly voice said that this executioner joined the world to come along with Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion. And again, Rebbe cried at that moment, and he said, "There are those who acquire the world to come in many years, and those who acquired it in this single moment." So since the Gemara tells us that story, the Gemara also goes on to tell us that not only was Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion tortured and he died this horrible death, but also Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion's daughter, he had a daughter who was punished by the Romans that she was sent to dwell amongst the prostitutes. As the Gemara says, Leishev Bekuba Shel Zonos. And so Rebbe Chanina ben Taradion, however, had another daughter, and this other daughter was one of the most famous women of the Talmud, whose name was Bruria, and Bruria was the wife of Rebbe Meir. And says our Gemara on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that when Bruria, the wife of Rebbe Meir, saw that her sister had been sent to dwell amongst the prostitutes, she sent her husband, who was Rebbe Meir, and she sent Rebbe Meir to go and save her sister from the prostitutes. She said, "Zila being milsa, it is a terrible disgrace for me that my sister is diasva chasai bekuba shel zonos. Terrible disgrace that my sister is dwelling amongst the prostitutes." So Rebbe Meir first went and investigated to see whether or not her sister had remained pure or she had sinned with the other prostitutes. And he went and investigated, and to his satisfaction, he found that she resisted his advances and through excuses. And so he realized that she was pure, and he said that for sure she has not sinned. And so as a result of this, he says, Shema mina lo avda isura. And so because she's able to push away the people who come to her. So what did he do? So Rebbe Meir went to the guards, and when he went to the guards, he said, "Let me redeem this girl." And he offered the guard money, and he offered the guard other money to bribe the authorities if there would be a problem. And so the guard said, "Yeah, sure, but when I run out of money, what should I do? L'chishalmi ma'avi, when I run out of money, what should I do?" So Meir said, "Well, I'll tell you exactly what to do. When you run out of money, say, Elohe d'Meir aneni. Say that, let the God of Meir answer me." And so the guard said to Rebbe Meir, "But if that's the case, what's going to happen?" So Rebbe Meir showed him what would happen. Rebbe Meir said, "You see those dogs over there, Hanu Kalvei Davika Achli, and you see these very dangerous dogs that are over there, Shakal Kala Shadabu." So Rebbe Meir picked up earth and threw it at them. Havuka Asu Mikhle, the guards were coming to bite him, and he said, "Elah the Meir Aneni," and he said, "Let the God of Meir answer me." And indeed, Shafku Avi Yahavwe, and the guards dissipated. So as a result of this, when they saw that the dogs did not attack, when he said, "Elah the Meir Aneni," so the guard released Rebbe Meir, and as a result of that, the Romans eventually caught him, and they brought the guard to be executed, but they were unable to hang him, and because every time he said, "Elah the Meir Aneni," and when the Romans saw that they couldn't hang the guard, they said to him, "What's the secret?" So he explained to them what Rebbe Meir said. Also, chakaku ud musei de Rebbe Meir apischa de Romi. So they took a picture of Rebbe Meir, and they engraved it on the gates of Rome, and they said, "Kol de chazi Partsufa Adain Laise, whoever will see this partsuf on this face should bring him to us at once." Yomachada Chazui. So one day the Romans saw him, Ra to Abasre, they ran after Rebbe Meir. What did Rebbe Meir do? Rot mikamayu al abezonus. Rebbe Meir went into the brothel, and when he was in the brothel, there's a difference of opinion about what he did. Ikad amri bishui ovi kochavim chaza. Some say that he saw the food of the idolaters, and what he did was tamash bahal masak bahal. He stuck one finger in to make sure like he was eating it, but he sucked the other finger, so thereby he didn't actually sin. Or ikad amri asa Eliyahu, that some say that Elijah Elijah the prophet came and appeared like a zonah and like a harlot, and that Elijah the prophet embraced Rebbe Meir. And so when he did that, the Roman authorities said Rebbe Meir would never do this. Chas v'shalom, he Rebbe Meir avid lo avid hachi. The Romans said Rebbe Meir would never sin like this. And so when Rebbe Meir saw this, he said, "I can't rely on this miracle all the time." Come arak asal bavel. Rebbe Meir fled to Bavel. But ikud amri. But others say that the reason why he fled to Bavel was because mehai maisa. That some say he fled because of this incident. Ikud amri mi maisa de Beruria. Others say he fled because of an incident with Beruria. Beruria was his wife. And the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, and this is a story that Rashi tells us, that pam achas ligaga al she'amru chachamim nashim da'atan kalos ein alayu. So one time the Beruria was upset that the rabbi said that women are lightheaded. And so she was upset at the rabbis for saying that the women were not sophisticated. So Rabbi Meir said, Chayech sofecho dos l'divrayim. He said, in the end, you're going to admit to their words. And so he commanded one of his students to try to seduce Beruria and see if she would sin. And Beruria was able to withstand his advances, except finally, after a lot of advances, she gave in one time. And as a result of this, when she found out about this, chankatzma, she strangled herself. And when Rabbi Meir heard this, he got up and fled out of great shame. Rashi says he fled to Babylon. And the Ben Yehoyada explains that Rabbi Meir fled because he accepted upon himself exile for having tempted Beruria in this fashion, and so it was his sin that he caused Beruria to sin. That is the tragic ending of the Beruria and Rabbi Meir story. She ended by killing herself, and he ended up by running away.